If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
You're listening to the title screen from Xenoblade Chronicles 3, released July 29th, 2022, composed by Yasunori Mitsuda. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it will be a solo spotlight-focused episode this week. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPGera. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continue to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zenku. So yeah, Bedroth is not with me on this particular episode, and I know we have been running into some issues lately. It's really just me with getting the episodes up on the week that they should upload. I'm still struggling with time, everything that I'm doing at my job now, and then obviously trying to maintain four separate podcasts each week. and finding time to play video games like God of War Ragnarok and World of Warcraft. And, you know, I still need to get back to the game we're talking about today. I haven't finished it, and that's really unfortunate. So I know, you know, you might see a couple episodes post this week because I do have a little bit more time with the holidays, Thanksgiving coming up. I'm going to try to get this one up today. As of time of recording, I'm actually recording it on November 19th, so these episodes are being recorded a little out of order, but I'm going to try to get this one up today. Hopefully, I'll get the episode that Bedroth and I recorded last week available within the next few days, and then on or around the Thanksgiving holiday, we have another solo episode going up, kind of, you know, just to go in theme with Thanksgiving, and then, of course, next week will be Radio Hour, which will be another solo show. So, Bedroth, in terms of you know, the episodes as you're hearing them, he's only going to be missing for about 2 weeks or so. He'll be back with me on the episode that should hopefully post on December 7th, which will be a composer appreciation episode since it's about that time. But there will be a few episodes between now and then that he is not on just because of the way we recorded these episodes. And unfortunately, we tried to sit down to record the episode that's going to go up on or around Thanksgiving together. We had a little bit of issues with lag one night, and then I didn't have internet one night due to a storm rolling through. So we had some struggles getting together. So we just decided to leave it as a solo show, which is fine. It'll be up again around the Thanksgiving holiday, but that's not today. Today, we are focusing on a game that released a couple months ago, and it is a spotlight episode. So everything you're going to hear on the episode today will be from Xenoblade Chronicles 3, which released on July 29th, 2022. So earlier this summer. There were, as usual, several composers involved in the soundtrack for Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Unfortunately, even though it's already been out now for about 5 months or so, there isn't a breakdown of who composed what yet. I know we usually get that for the Xenoblade games. This one does not have that yet, or if it's out there, I was unable to find it, and I checked a lot of different sources, even did just generic searches to see if I could find anything. I did find that Yasunori Mitsuda did the title music, which we opened the episode up with, so that's why I was able to credit him. But for the rest of the music that we're playing today, I am unsure of which composer was responsible for each track. So we will do a blanket, composer shout out here before we move into the music. But as usual on these spotlight episodes, I won't say the release date every time we intro a new track. I'll just basically say the name of the track that we're going to listen to and that it's from the game. There won't be a ton of chatter, actually none at all, probably. I don't think I'll actually come back in at all during the music breaks, because I myself, I'm a little ashamed to say, I have not had a chance to really put that much time into Xenoblade Chronicles 3. It's a 100 plus hour game. I know Zanku, shout out to him, executive producer, he's also on our Discord server, he put like 250 hours into this game, some astronomical number like that, before seeing the end, and basically did everything that there was to do. I'm about 15 hours in. I've barely scratched the surface of what Xenoblade Chronicles 3 has to offer. It is still a game that I need to get back to and play, but I've just been so caught back up again in World of Warcraft, with Wrath of the Lich King Classic still going strong, with Dragonflight's pre-patch and eventual release next, about a week and a half away on the 28th, roughly 9 days. And then I am playing, did I say God of War Ragnarok? I think I might have already said that, but maybe I didn't. I am playing a bit of that as well, and it's something that is probably a priority for me to finish right now over Xenoblade Chronicles 3, even though I really do want to get back to this and see the end and see how the Xenoblade series is standing after the third release. I still have been unspoiled by a majority of stuff that happens in this game, which is really exciting to me. The soundtrack, however, I did listen to from start to finish several times between the release of the game and recording this episode. It is something that I still have on my PC that I regularly put in the rotation. It is a very, very lengthy soundtrack with 126 songs on it. So if you like what you hear today in this spotlight episode focused on Xenoblade Chronicles 3, I implore you to seek out this soundtrack, listen to the entire thing, because it has some really, really great compositions on here, some really excellent music. I had a hell of a time trying to figure out which which 14 tracks I wanted to play from this soundtrack on the episode today. I kind of went with a little mixture of some, you know, some colony slash town themes, some open world area themes, whether they were the day version or the night version. I did make sure to get a couple night versions, maybe just actually one night version, now that I'm looking at the playlist again as I put it together, since the night themes usually differ pretty drastically from the day themes and are a lot more chill and beautiful at times. Made sure to get some battle music in here. I tried to cover the spectrum of everything that Xenoblade Chronicles 3 has to offer. So I do hope you guys enjoy the playlist I put together and the 14 tracks I picked out for the Spotlight episode. But again, this is just, you know, a small taste, a small tease, if you will, of what the soundtrack has to offer with 126 tracks. We're not even covering a tenth of what is on there. So make sure you go and give this a listen. It is really, really strong. I do want to talk a little bit about Xenoblade Chronicles 3 and some of the setup to this before we start getting into the music, since this will probably be the only time I talk before we actually come back to close the show out. Surprisingly, this is the sixth game in the Xenoblade Chronicles, or Xenoblade as it is, series. Obviously, the first one releasing in 2010 was Xenoblade Chronicles. We then had a Nintendo 3DS version of Xenoblade Chronicles, which was largely the same game in 2015, as well as Xenoblade Chronicles X later in 2015, the spinoff title on the Wii U that still has yet to be ported to the Nintendo Switch and is one of the last, if not last, first-party Nintendo-owned title to still be exclusive to the Wii U and not have a port on the Nintendo Switch, which I think is an absolute tragedy. That is a great game that deserves to be played by more people, and the Switch having like 100+ million unit sales. It's some astronaut. They just had an update. It was some astronomical unit that I saw, and I really, really hope, because the Wii U was limited to like 20 million or 30 million or something really small, and I know that's not small, but it's still in relative sales in the gaming industry, small for a console. I do wish Xenoblade Chronicles X would get the Nintendo Switch treatment so that more people could be opened up to that game. I think it's really well done. 2017 had Xenoblade Chronicles 2. 2018 had Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Torna the Golden Country. And then, of course, in 2020, there was the definitive edition of Xenoblade Chronicles, but I don't think that's counted as a separate release. So Xenoblade Chronicles 3, releasing earlier in July, is the sixth game in the Xenoblade Chronicles series, and I really hope that they have plans for this to continue. I've always been a fan of Xeno, whether it's Xeno Gears, Xeno Saga, or now Xeno Blade. Basically, the same team has made all of these games. I really hope it continues. I don't know what happens at the end of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, so they may set it up for the future, they may not, but I do hope that even if they don't set the future releases up at the end of this game, I do hope it continues forward. I assume this is probably, since it's the third Xenoblade Chronicles game, I assume it's going to end a lot of what 1 and 2 had set up. And I know they're not directly related, but a lot of them are, and a lot of aspects of the games are. And there are characters that come back in 3 that were in 1, so I know there's a lot of tie-in. I assume it's going to conclude some of those storylines and plot points, but maybe with the next release, they tell a completely separate tale. Something like that. That's kind of my hope. I'm not really sure what's going to happen, though. And in terms of the actual game itself here, I'll read a brief setting synopsis that is available on the Wikipedia page for Xenoblade Chronicles 3, just because I think it will explain things a little bit better than I can, since I'm only about 15 hours in. Set after the events of Xenoblade Chronicles and Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 takes place in the world of Aeonus, or Aeonius, however it is you say that. I don't remember. It's been so long since I played the game, and I can't remember how the characters were saying it there, if they even have by the time that I'm up to, so I'm just going to say Aeonius, where the mechanically proficient nation of Keeves and the ether-oriented nation of Agnes are at constant war with one another. The world is divided into colonies, each with their own Phronis, a giant metal mech which contain a flame clock holding the life force extracted from the deaths of opposing soldiers. The wars are fought by engineered soldiers with artificially limited lifespans of 10 10 years, referred to as terms, all 10 of which are spent on fighting to fill their colony's flame clocks, hoping to reach the end of their 10th and final year to receive a homecoming ceremony from their nation's queen. Among both forces are offseers, soldiers who play special flutes in rituals to send off the dead, functioning as a short funeral. The game features 6 main characters, including 2 protagonists, Noah, a Kavesi offseer accompanied by his childhood friends Lons and Uni, and Mio, an Agnian offseer accompanied by fellow servicemen Tyone and Senna. So that is the setup for Xenoblade Chronicles 3. And then I want to talk a little bit about the soundtrack as well. So again, this is from Wikipedia. As with previous numbered games in the series, the game's soundtrack was written by Yasunori Mitsuda, Manami Kiyota, Ace, and Kenji Hiramatsu. They were joined by Miriam Abanasser, who arranged tracks for Xenoblade Chronicles 2. In order to create a sound that had not been heard before, Monolith Soft had custom flutes created in different sizes and tuned to different scales resembling flutes from the game, which is actually really cool. And they also, just like Xenoblade Chronicles 2, brought back the Irish choral ensemble Anunia to assist in recording vocals for the game and the actual tracks that have vocals in them. So I'm glad that they went back and brought them in as well. And shout out to the game, man. The official Game Awards nominees are released. You know, the ones that will be live on December 8th from Jeff Keighley. We will be reacting to that live over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RPG Era. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 did get nominated in a few different categories, including some big ones such as Best Role-Playing Game, where it's going up against Elden Ring, Live Alive, Pokemon Legends Arceus, and Triangle Strategy. We also have Best Score in Music, exactly what we're talking about here, where Xenoblade Chronicles 3 will go up against The Plague Tale Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, and Metal Hellsinger. And then the big category, the ultimate nominee and the ultimate honor, so to speak, for Xenoblade Chronicles 3 being nominated for Game of the Year for 2022, going against A Plague Tale Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, and Stray. So the game has been well received, sitting at an 89 on OpenCritic. It is a fantastic game. If you've played any of the other games, you definitely owe it to yourself to play Xenoblade Chronicles 3. But we are going to now jump into our spotlight on the soundtrack. We're going to play 12 back-to-back tracks. Obviously, we opened up with the title theme by Yasunori Mitsuda. All these other tracks, including the closeout track, after I come back and close the episode out, I don't know which composer is responsible for it. So again, I'll give a blanket statement before we move into the music. Obviously, I'll intro all the tracks. I hope you guys enjoy this snippet of the soundtrack. Again, if you like it, make sure you seek out the entire thing, and more importantly, support the game, pick it up, play through it. But I will be back to close the episode and the spotlight out as soon as we listen to these tracks. All of the composers featured have done a phenomenal job. I will say that. I wish I knew who did each one. So again, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 released on July 29th of 2022, and all the composers today on this soundtrack are going to be either Yasunori Mitsuda, Ace, which is Tomori Kuda and Chico, Kenji Hiramatsu, Manami Kiyota, Miriam Abanasser, and Yutaka Kunigo. So let's jump into the music. We're going to kick things off with Recollection in Progress from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Thank you. Next up, let's take a listen to Colony 9 from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Up next, let's take a listen to Melody of Rebirth from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Coming up next in the Spotlight episode, let's take a listen to Millic Meadows from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Up next, let's listen to Elise Highway from Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Thank you.
We're now going to take a listen to Great Kati Falls, the night version from Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
This is Kyle, and one day you can be too. Every Friday, I host what is soon to be your favorite podcast, The Media Files. Me and one of my best friends talk about pop culture happening so that you don't look like an uncultured swine during those boring water cooler conversations. Laughs are shared, tears are cried, and sometimes we have really interesting special guests that you might be familiar with. Download The Media Files wherever you download podcasts, and remember, be kind, be honest, and we'll see you later.
Coming up next, we're going to take a listen to The City from Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go ahead and take a listen to Origin from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Up next, we have a trilogy of tracks that all have the same name, but different things at the end of them. So we're going to put it together here as a little bit of a trio. We have The Weight of Life, the normal version, the hope version, and the regrets version from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Up next, let's take a listen to The World Our Enemy from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Coming up next, let's go ahead and take a listen to Mobius Unleashed from Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Thank you.
And last up, before we close this episode out, let's take a listen to Aeonius' Strongest from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. And unfortunately, that's going to bring us to the close of the Spotlight show for this week. I hope you guys, again, enjoyed all of the music we presented here on the podcast this week from Xenoblade 3. If you enjoyed it, make sure you go seek out this entire soundtrack, whether it's on YouTube or elsewhere. Listen to everything that it has to offer because it is all incredible. That's why it got nominated for a Best score and soundtrack nominee at the Game Awards, why it's up for a Game of the Year nominee. This is an incredible game. I really, really encourage you all to check it out, but that is going to do it for this episode. We do want to thank you for staying with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to A Step Away from Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Again, Xenoblade released on July 29th of 2022, and all of the composers involved in the game include Yasunori Mitsuda, Ace, Tomori Kuda and Chico, Kenji Hiramatsu, Manami Kiyota, Miriam Abonisser, and Yutaka Kunigo. And the vocals for A Step Away were done by a Nunya member, Sarah Wida. Keep the music playing and keep it loud.
Scared to know the truth. Now that you're gone.